successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the world of boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
It's Christmas Eve. It's the one night of the year when we all act a little nicer. We smile a little easier. We share a little more. For a couple of hours out of the whole year, we are the people that we always hoped we would be.
And so this is Christmas.
This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate, Barry the Boater, and Mike the Mariner rounded out the crew as we attempt to navigate the latest boating news and information on this Christmas weekend, right before the big day. By the way, are you expecting any big surprises under the tree or just for the heck of it over the next few days there, Barry? Or
tree?
Yeah, you don't have a tree.
No
tree.
I have a menorah, but not a tree.
All
and
right.
We don't really give any kind of big gifts.
He gets to celebrate over eight crazy nights.
Eight crazy nights of eating latkes. Trust me, after you eat those oil-filled things after two nights, you're going to have a big surprise.
Huh. Oil-filled. No. Are those like those lights that bubble like that are on the
No. Latkes. Latkes are potato pancakes, and they're cooked in olive oil. They're fried.
Yummy.
So imagine eating two nights of fried potato pancakes, what that does to you.
Yeah. Well, just.
Yeah. Can we move on?
Yeah. You don't want to be in closed spaces, with Barry the Boater, evidently, right now during the season.
But, I mean, I got the Def Sounder and I install it, and I was just happy with the way it came out.
Yeah.
So that's my Christmas gift to myself.
Okay. What about you, Mike? You got anything on the list that you think you're going to get, or is it too early to know? And we'll find out next week.
I'm just hoping, like, I get a gas card for, to buy diesel or something. I don't know. I mean,
something practical.
Yeah, yes. Something practical. I mean, that mm-hmm. may be another throw cushion or something. I don't know.
Well, there you go. Absolutely.
Now we're going to burn some diesel over the holidays. We're going to take about a 4-day trip.
Yeah.
Maybe you could have a diesel tanker truck accidentally, land in your backyard and they don't bother to get it.
Well,
that'd be awesome.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah.
I mean, how many thousands of gallons does it have in one of those trucks? And,
well, I don't need that much, but yeah.
No, but for a whole year's worth, yeah.
If anybody wanted to park a diesel, diesel tanker over in my marina and give me the keys, I'd be super happy with that.
Yeah. Well, yeah. They've been doing that. I've heard of some heists going on in that regard. Yeah. The booglers
diesel's
have been
down right now. So actually, I'm kind of happy about that. I mean, there for a couple of years, it was a painful event to go get fuel. But diesel's come down quite a bit, so I'm thrilled.
That's a Christmas gift for everyone. Another reason to get out on the water. Now, by the way, Barry, did you do anything for the boat parade last Saturday?
No.
Fort Lauderdale, or see any reports? I didn't see any video, but
there was a news report about one boat that's been there since the beginning, and I know that boat well.
Yeah,
I won't say how, but I know the owners and I know the boat well, and I can't believe it's been this long that they've been going out there.
Okay. Why? Well, you don't want to say who it is or what boat it was?
The boat is called Mr. Bob.
Yeah. And what's special about Mr. Bob?
I just know the family well.
Okay.
And Mr. Bob is a 50 or 60 foot Hatteras.
Nice.
Fishing boat. And they deck it out beautifully every year. And apparently, I didn't know they had been doing it since the first boat parade, but they've been in it every year.
And that's been how many years? What was this?
30 plus years, something like that.
Well, all right. Yeah, I mean, this boat parade, they film it. It's in Fort Lauderdale. It was last Saturday night. And it airs across the country on Christmas morning, usually, if you check your local listings or local affiliates.
They're going to air it a few times. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's nice. The weather was decent. It was supposed to rain, but I don't think that happened until late in the evening.
So
if you went to the show, then you were good. And if you had to deal with the boat later on, then you might have gotten wet.
Yeah. Yeah. It did spark a interesting idea for me that, we have our scuba radio show happening today after the World of Boating, and we were talking about the Winterfest Boat Parade and how it's the largest Christmas light boat parade in the world. And this past week, we set it up to do the world's first underwater Christmas light parade with some underwater light technology that I got from some people that work the Avatar movies.
I said that could work.
But the spark of the idea to do this was the Winterfest boat parade. Because I was like, you know, this is a massive event. It's the biggest boat parade in the world. And I kind of took it underwater. And we'll be covering that on Scuba Radio today. But that's a, you know, I digress. We're going to stay above water on this show today. But I didn't really talk to, you know, our contacts, our friends there at the boat parade before the show today to get a firsthand report on how things went. But I assume it went quite well, as it always does. And, you know, last year I was in the parade waving to everybody and I had that option. what are you laughing at? What's so
funny? Oh, cause I went back to look at the videos of it and I looked for you and I looked for you and I looked for you, but you were, like a little speck of nothing.
He was that pixelated little speck up on the upper left corner of the screen.
I was on the boat with, Mr. Monopoly. And he was getting all the video and I was right behind him, but I just looked like a shadowy figure, you know, like standing behind Mr. Monopoly on all the, on the scenes, but I waved.
Yeah. Like an axe murderer getting ready to knock them off.
Maybe. And I don't know if he was there as part of it this year. If he wasn't, well, is that just coincidence?
No, because they had a different theme every year. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's probably floating down the intracoastal right now. Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, hey, you know, a couple of interesting things happened in news. This was in trade only.
Yeah.
You've heard of the Freedom Bow Club, right?
I have. We've talked about them many times in the past. Yes.
They opened up two new locations in Marseille, in France.
What? Huh. So have they always been international or
I don't think so.
I mean, Freedom Bow Club is basically like almost like a timeshare for boating. Type of thing where you buy into the club and then you can go around different places, lakes, ocean, coastal places, and get access to a fleet of vessels to go rent for a day or two, right? Kind of that in a nutshell. Isn't that what it is?
So, I mean, or people that don't want to deal with buying a boat and then maintaining it and all that, they look at that as another solution to getting their boating needs taken care of.
Yeah. So they've merged with another network.
I don't think they merged. It says that they're expanding their presence in southern France with the opening of two club locations in Marseille.
Yeah.
Port de la Pointe Rouge. And excuse me, my French is terrible. And Pointe de Cervaigs. Forget it. Uh-huh. My French sucks. Okay. It's a multi-territory expansion by the existing Freedom Boat Club franchises in the EMEA region, whatever that is.
Right. Well, so it's like the Moulin Rouge of boat rentals or something.
Yeah. I mean, but, you know, think about it. That's a pretty big thing. If you're already a member, now you could plan a trip, go to France and rent a boat there.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah,
I mean, I picture boaters, you know, cruising around in France, like, you know, dressed up like Moulin Rouge in a bustier or whatever kind of crazy outfit, that kind of thing. I guess that's just me, maybe.
That'd be an interesting boat.
Yeah.
Yes. Strange fantasies there, Greg.
No, it's not fantasies. It's just, that's what I think of when I think
it's his reality.
Boating in France, maybe.
Okay.
It's his reality.
I haven't been, if you haven't figured that part out. All right, more coming up on The World of Boating.
You're listening to The World of Boating Radio Network.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Do you have a message or product you need to share with the boating world? Well, look no further than the World of Boating Radio Show. Just like you, thousands of boating enthusiasts are hearing this message, and we could be talking about you and your product or service as early as next Saturday. Remember, a terrible thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Go to worldofboating.com, send us an email, and let's get to work to make your marketing message matter.